Hello, this is Abigail from Georgia Opinion Survey, and I'm not selling anything. I am conducting a voluntary opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Your participation is voluntary but important to the success of this research. All of your answers are confidential and will be combined with the answers from everyone who answers the survey. The survey will take approximately 15 minutes to complete. Would you help us out with this?
Yeah.
Thank you very much. What is the year of your birth?
1964.
Thank you. Okay, and what is your race?
What?
Your race. White, black, or African-American? American Indian or Alaskan Indian?
African-American.
Thank you. Okay, in politics today, do you consider yourself a Republican, Democrat, or Independent?
Independent.
Thank you. Do you lean more towards the Republican Party, the Democratic Party, or neither?
Democrat.
Thank you. What is the highest level of school you have completed or the highest degree you have received?
PhD.
Sorry?
PhD.
PhD?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. One moment, please. Okay. Next are some questions about how you think things are going in your community and the country. Okay. When thinking about the direction in which the country is headed, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, somewhat satisfied, somewhat unsatisfied, or very unsatisfied with the direction in which country is headed?
Somewhat unsatisfied.
Thank you. Do you approve or disapprove of the job Joe Biden is doing as president?
Approve.
Would you say strongly or somewhat approve?
Somewhat approve.
Thank you. Okay, let's move on to the next one. How favorable or unfavorable are your opinions of each of the following? Using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, 5 means that you feel neither warm or cold, like neutral, and 0 means that you feel very cold or unfavorable towards them. You may use any number from 0 to 10 depending on how you feel. If you don't know or you have never heard of a person group, tell us as well, okay? All right, let me mention the list. Fanny Willis?
8.
Thank you. Donald Trump?
2.
Thank you. Brian Kemp?
6.
Thank you. Democrats in Congress?
Democrats in Congress?
Mm-hmm.
7.
7. Thank you. Joe Biden?
6.
Okay. Kamala Harris?
No opinion on her.
I'm sorry. What's the rate for Kamala Harris?
5.
Okay. And Cornel West?
Cornel West?
Uh-huh.
You mean Dr. Cornel West?
You don't know about him?
We're not thinking of, if you're thinking about the one I'm thinking of, he's not a politician.
It's on the list, I'm sorry.
Okay, so it's just on the list. 5.
How would you rate? If you don't know, it's okay. I can add it here.
All right.
How would you rate him? from 0 to 10 who? Or, sorry?
From 0 to 10, rate who?
How would you rate Cornel West?
5.
Thank you. Okay, let's move on to the next one. Okay, no matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel that your vote has to make change on issues that matter to you? Please rate the amount of power you feel your vote has on a scale from 0 to 10, where a 0 means your vote has no power at all, and 10 means that your vote has a lot of power to make change on issues that matter to you.
8.
Thank you. Okay, no matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel that the Black community has to make change on issues that matter most to their community? Please rate the amount of power you feel your community has on scale from 0 to 4.
4.
Thank you. How would you describe Black political power since 2020? Would you say it is much powerful, much more powerful, somewhat more powerful, there's no difference, somewhat powerful. Powerful. Okay, thank you.
Somewhat more powerful.
Okay. Okay, we know it's a little way off, but as it stands now, how likely are you to vote in the November 5th, 2024, general election for president, Congress, and other state and local offices? From 0 to 10, 10. Okay. Would you say you care a great deal, a little bit, not that much, or you don't care at all who is elected president in 2024?
A great deal.
Thank you. If the November 5th, 2024 general election for president, Congress, and other state and local officials were held today, would you vote for Joe Biden, Donald Trump, or Cornel West, another third-party candidate? Would you not vote for president, or are you undecided?
Joe Biden.
Thank you. Now, for something a little different. Has your life gotten better, gotten worse, or stay about the same since Joe Biden became president?
About the same.
Thank you. Now, I am going to read you a list of issues, and I want you to rate each of them on a scale of 0 to 10, where 10 means definitely should be one of the Democrats' top priorities to improve your community, and a 0 means it definitely should not be one of the Democrats' top priorities to improve your community. You can use any number between 0 and 10, okay?
Okay,
so let me start. Criminal justice reform?
8.
Thank you. Gun control?
8.
Thank you. Environmental justice?
6.
Thank you. Inflation or cost of living?
10.
Crime and violence?
9. You're breaking up on me.
Oh, sorry. Crime and violence?
9.
Thank you. And voting rights?
10.
Thank you. Okay, let's move on to the next question. I'm going to read you a list of issues, and I want you to rate each of them on a scale of 0 to 10, where 10 means the issue has definitely been one of the Democrats' top priorities to improve your community, and a 0 means the issue has definitely not been one of the Democrats' top priorities to improve your community. Okay, you can use any number between 0 and 10, okay? And it is criminal justice reform.
We just read that one.
Yes, but in this case, gun control.
That should be. You asked me, should it be a top priority?
Yeah.
That's an 8.
Okay, environmental justice.
7.
Inflation or cost of living?
10.
Crime and violence?
10.
And voting rights?
10.
Thank you. Okay. I'm going to read you a list of laws the Biden administration and Democrats in Congress have passed.
So how much longer is this going to take? Because this is taking a little longer than I thought it was going to.
Yeah, I'm sorry. We are almost complete. We are 65% complete. So we are almost. Yeah, thank you. I really appreciate your patience and the time you're taking to help me with this. Okay, so I'm going to read you a list of laws the Biden administration and Democrats in Congress have passed over the past 3 years for each law. Please tell me if it has impacted or will impact your life a great deal, a fair amount, not as much, or not at all, okay? The first one is, in a proclamation of granting pardon of the, I'm sorry, for the offense of simple possession of marijuana, President Biden pardoned all prior federal offenses of simple marijuana possession.
That doesn't affect me.
Okay, so not at all?
Not at all.
Okay. The Infrastructure Investment and Jobs Act provides more than $50 billion to expand access to clean drinking water as well as eliminate lead pipes?
That's very important to me.
So you consider that a great deal?
Yes.
Thank you. And it says here, the strategy to counter domestic terrorism directed the Department of Homeland Security to allocate $77 million to state and local partners to combat.
Great deal.
Great deal. Thank you. Okay. We are almost done, okay? Thank you very much.
Mm-hmm.
Now I'm going to read you some reasons that black voters have said convincing reasons, are convincing reasons to support the Biden-Harris ticket in 2024. Please rate each reason on a scale of 0 to 10. 10 means it's an extremely convincing reason to vote in November 2024, and 0 means it's not at all convincing reason to vote in November, okay? All right, mm-hmm. So let's test the first one. Black Georgians have the power to determine our futures by electing who represents us in government. When it comes to electing our next president in 2024, we have a clear choice. We will continue to move forward, or will we go backwards? Will we fight for a future that includes the right to make decisions about our own health, or will we let politicians who want to destroy our freedom to succeed? The choice is clear. This is our Georgia. It is our time. In 2024, it's up to us to decide our future. How would you rate?
Seven,
okay. The next one says, President Biden's administration has accomplished a lot, but those policies aren't well known because our Republican controlled state government blocks these federal investments that are supposed to help our communities. Medicaid expansion is a clear example of the Georgia legislature leaving many in need of health care uninsured while hospitals continue to close in our communities. It is time for us to understand the real reason Georgians are not seeing the impact of President Biden's policies. How would you rate it?
Eight.
Thank you. Okay, let's move on to the next one. We are almost complete. Sometimes over the course of a survey, people change their minds. It is okay if you did not, but I'd like to ask you, no matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel that your vote has to make change on issues that matter to you?
Eight.
Thank you very much. Okay. We know it's a little way off, but as it stands now, how likely are you to vote in the November 5th, 2024 general election for president, Congress, and other state local offices?
Yeah.
From 0 to 10. 10. Okay. Thank you very much. Would you say you care a great deal, a little bit, not that much, or you don't care at all who is elected president in 2024?
A great deal.
Thank you. Okay. If the November 5th, 2024 general election for president, Congress, and other state and local officials were held today, would you vote for Joe Biden, Donald Trump, Cornel West, or another third party candidate? Would you not vote for president?
Joe Biden.
Thank you.
Joe Biden.
Thank you very much. Okay. How much do you trust each of the following organizations for accurate election information? You can say great deal, fair amount, not that much, not at all. Okay. Pro Georgia?
Not at all.
Okay. Local Board of Election?
Uh, Not that much.
Thank you. New Georgia project?
Not at all.
Thank you. Secretary of State?
What are the categories in?
Sorry?
What are the categories? You say great deal, not that much. What are the categories?
Yeah, great deal, a fair amount, not that much, or
fair
not
amount.
At all?
Fair amount.
Fair amount, fair thank amount. You. Black voters matter?
Not that much.
Thank you. Okay, a fair fight?
Not at all.
Fair count?
Not at all.
Thank you. And people's agenda?
Not at all.
Thank you so much. Okay, let's move on to the next one. Okay, these next few questions are for statistical purposes only. Okay, we are almost complete. It's 87%, so this is advancing very fast. Okay, thinking about how your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as a very progressive, somewhat progressive, moderate, or somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
Moderate.
Moderate, okay, thank you. And do you consider yourself, one, heterosexual or straight, two, lesbian or gay, three, bisexual, or four, something else?
Heterosexual.
Thank you. Are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widowed?
Widowed.
Thank you. Okay, are you the parent of, are you the parent or guardian of any children or under age 18?
Yes.
Thank you very much. How would you describe your employment status? Full-time, part-time?
Retired.
Retired. Thank you very much. Last year, that is 2022, what was your total family income from all sources before taxes? Your best estimate is fine.
86K.
Thank you. Finally, we'd like to invite you to become a Georgia knowledge expert. That is that what this means is we would like your opinion on different topics for the remainder of 2023 through December 2024. During this time, we may invite you to participate in focus group, text your surveys by phone, text or email, invite you to events going on in your community, or simply remind your...
Don't do that.
Yeah. Oh, okay. But thank you for serving as a Georgian knowledge expert. We would like to offer a $10 Amazon gift card. So would you like to serve?
Okay.
Okay. So that's a no, right?
Yes, a no.
Okay. Thank you. All right. I really appreciate your time. This concludes our survey. I thank you for your participation.
Thank you.
Thank you for your time. Have a nice day.
You too.